This is the Composer's Datebook for October 27th. I'm John Burge. Traditionally, the harmonica is the instrument of the loner, the cowboy by the campfire, the hobo riding the rails, the blues man pouring out his soul at midnight. The harmonica seems a little out of place at a concert hall, especially when played by someone wearing a tuxedo. But every so often, a virtuoso player comes along who commissions a new concert work for the instrument. In the 1950s, the American harmonica virtuoso John Sebastian asked the Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos for just such a work. On today's date in 1959, Sebastian premiered Villa-Lobos' Harmonica Concerto in Jerusalem. This work is now regarded as one of the finest concertos ever written for the instrument. But when the British harmonica virtuoso, Tommy Riley, wanted to record it some 20 years after its premiere, he said he had a very hard time tracking down the score. Even Villa-Lobos' own publisher didn't seem aware of its existence. Well, truth be told, Villa-Lobos was both a very prolific and not always very organized composer, so his poor publisher may be forgiven for his ignorance of the work. Even Villa-Lobos himself couldn't remember all the pieces he had written, and once said, "I'm like a father of a family too numerous who doesn't always recognize his own infants." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.